inflation, housing, race, cops, hate, identity, schools, economy, wages. All cracking at the seams. U.S. socialist flag. Good day, folks. Thank you for reading or listening to today's episode. I would like to speak about what I see coming. Bubble burst is the best way I can say what is happening. Inflation is killing us. Have you been to the grocery store lately? $6 to $7 for a pound of ground beef, not even choice at that. Fuel prices are going to make people need to reevaluate their budgets. If you got a raise this year, you won't be able to purchase a home. Schools planning on training our kids into the first generation that will hate the country. Economy is struggling, and go ahead to pay that 16-year-old to stock shelves for $15 an hour, only having to let them go after a couple weeks because of not being able to get the goods to stock the shit in the first place. Go America. This is a mess, dude. How the fuck can a person that gets paid by our tax dollars be so blatantly ignoring what is happening in the states for which they serve? And if not those people, what about the fucking president on his high horse? Stop judging us and get your fucking house in order. There are so many things that I would love to see happen to this administration, but for the love of God, change your fucking outlook on what you're doing with these policies. Now, Nancy, did your parents forget to show you love when you were a child? Do you people in power or the myth of power really believe all the shit that comes from your mouths? We as people in this country should really put the magnifying glass on what I would like to call tyrants and damn right criminals. I'll be honest, I wore a mask when I was in a public place, but at work or hanging with my family, no, I did not. Have I broken lots of rules, mandates, or whatever you want to call them? Well, yes I have. If they come out and say everyone must wear mask again, I will say fuck you. Jail time, okay. I will not let government step on my rights no more. I will peacefully ignore any and all ideas about putting something on my face or in my arm. As an American, and you as an American have rights that are given to you by God, not country, stop falling into the herd and be heard. We don't need to live in fear. We all should have the right to feel safe and at home when we are at home. Why do you think that you can't find a specific gun cause thousands of others are also looking and buying any and all guns? Political parties both sides preach about gun control, and they always go about it the wrong way. You don't give up on the cops, by the way, who should have guns. Number one. Number two, don't hinder law enforcement to do their job, which in turn allowed the criminals to take advantage and plunder the system, even getting away with murder. People got fearful and went to the nearest gun store and bought. Oh, and number three, giving people cash money to help furnish hence firearms was a real help. Start from the top down, which I have stated before. If things continue at this rate, we will be so divided by 24, we will be a shell of what we once were. The country is decaying, corrupt politicians, fake news, hidden agendas, and greed are killing us. Why can't we just pay taxes, vote normally, and the people we elect do what is right? Trump may not have been the best president, but at least he tried to change some of this. You can see the industrial complex everywhere you look. Facebook and Twitter are good examples of this. Both companies started with an idea to be a place where people can communicate on basis of free speech. But in recent times, Facebook and Twitter will dissolve your account if you say anything that is against the grain. These fact checkers are wrong on many occasions. Example of this is, a friend of mine posted a funny saying that was marked for review and then deleted from his timeline. The statement was, whenever I fill up at the pump, I want to slap a Democrat. That's all it said. I guess we are on platforms that are against some fucking humor. It's not like he was really going to do harm to a person, he was stating a feeling or idea. These companies know everything about us anyway, and they sell that shit to the highest bidder. Have you read the fine print in the privacy statement? Maybe a few people have, but if you do, you will delete your accounts yourself. You pretty much give every right away. The raging Democrats have convinced these larger-than-life companies that to continue to support them, i.e. money, they need to do certain things. Why are companies holding hands with the Democrats? Power. Power to spy on us, but not in the typical way, but by harvesting data from us during online activities, such as shopping, or looking up ways to cook a roast. If I got a recipe for how to cook a roast, why is my browser showing me deals for roast? Cookies, yep, cookies are tracking everything that we do. Most of us are willing to let this happen, but most of us are not looking at things that will hurt other people either. Then again, soon we won't be able to enjoy a life that most of us have grown accustomed to. Not because we don't want to, but because we won't be able to afford jack shit. A hamburger is going to cost $10 in the near future, gas prices are going to be above $5 sooner than later, and your power bill is going to go up 20%. If you made $30,000 last year, and you make $50,000 this year, you still will feel like in your bank account will be the same as it was the year before. Nothing changed, but everything got more expensive. The decay is reminiscent of the first year of the Great Depression. Look at the stock market closely, it is going to take a fucking miracle to get back as strong as we were a year ago. Supply and demand, last year supply was hit but semi still functioning, supply this year crazy fucking low on everything from cars, to food. Quite frankly a pity really, we are a superpower that is corrupt and pussyfooting around like we know what the fuck we are doing. Admit it big brother you fucked up. Now since we have been in a war for over 20 years, let's do bring the troops home I agree 100% on this, but why the fuck are we leaving so much equipment and arms there? What the fuck is a Afghan farm boy going to do with a damn MRAP? Run over some fucking poppies. No the Taliban is going to use it along with all the other Humvees, tanks, trucks, ammo, weapons and all that shit to beat the remaining people who are against the Taliban into submission. Would Big Brother like to come and talk to my buddies and explain to them that all the wounds and PTSD that these brave kids at the time, fighting for this country was all for nothing. I place a wager on someone from that region will attack us somewhere with the equipment that we just left there against us in some form or other. If we thought 9/11 was bad imagine what they could do if they had modern warfare equipment. Fuck they do now, thanks. This is so awesome to be an American in these grand old times. I really doubted that the government would ever admit wrongdoing. It really makes me upset to think about. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely. Kempton Cook. P.S. Here at Bullshit, we have been trying to put new content up a couple times a week but for the next couple months it will be once a week. Thank you for understanding.